Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Planning for the transition into retirement is extremely important, and it's about more than just dollars and cents. The financial side of it is extremely important, obviously, but so are some of the lifestyle questions that come up. So there's been a recent study called Longevity and the New Journey of Retirement, and I'm reading an article here by Ken Celia with Edward Jones from a latest study with a company called AgeWave. And it talks about this transition. And I'm going to kind of give my own perspective on this. You know, in those 10 years leading up to retirement, and then as you get closer to retirement, obviously there's the financial questions like, you know, do you want to maintain your current lifestyle? What is your budget going to be in retirement? How much income do you need to support the lifestyle and putting an income in place, income plan in place to support that? What do you need to do to catch up financially if you're a little behind? But also, what do you want to learn about life and activities in retirement? Because a lot of things change when we retire. We don't have the routine. We don't have the much of the social structure that we're used to when we're working at a job. And so thinking about the life and activities you want in retirement before you retire and proactively having a plan for that, especially in the first 2 years of retirement. In those first 2 years in retirement, there's a mixture of liberation, but also being a little disoriented. And I think it's important to create structure, to create some routine, and create social networks. And asking yourself, are there new things you want to try to achieve to create a greater sense of retirement? Then as we get deeper into retirement, you're then going to be thinking about, are you spending the right amount of time with family and staying socially active? You know, what are caregiving costs going to be like later in life? How do you want to avoid loneliness and isolation? How do your living arrangements provide the right mix of independence and available care? So planning for that transition and then what your life then looks like is critically important.